We understand that not everybody wakes up as early as Joe Thomas. The Snooze Alarm Survivor Podcast.
WCHV time 6:06. Thanks for basking in the glory of Joe Thomas in the morning.
I don't sleep louder than words, and I'm a man. I gain experience. I know you got another man. Calls her mama, I'm sure all the honey
now gets around. Yeah, yeah, I agree. It got weird there a little bit, too. Basking. I don't even want to think about it. Let's move forward rather than focus on the behind. Speaking of behinds, this letter from the Virginia Democratic Party to Governor Youngkin and Chairman Rich Anderson that was shared with me is interesting because Graham Moomaw, you remember Graham Moomaw used to write for the Daily Progress and the Richmond Times, was fairly, you know, high up there in the world. Well, he's apparently now writing for the Virginia Mercury, which is is it the Penny Saver? It's another one of these. Well, all right. So the Virginia Mercury has hired Graham Moomaw, to be their star reporter. And they quote him in this article. They say the Virginia Mercury recently reported on Leo Gutierrez's comments. And I'm reading the comments. It's not false. It's very clear to me that there was election fraud. Gutierrez said it's very clear that a lot of people and a lot of smarter than I am have proven it. See, the Democrats somehow have selective hearing, selective reading. And I'm reading this column. I'm saying, God, this sounds familiar. Sounds so familiar. He went on to say, as if he was being interviewed by Graham Moomaw and the Virginia Mercury, I've coined a new term for Democrats, the EIE Network, experts in evil, Gutierrez says. They're evil. They're sinister. And then it hit me. I said, I know why these words sound familiar, because these are words that Leo Gutierrez said to you and me via the afternoon constitutional just about a week ago. So I have a simple question for Graham. As your former employer is about to list me as one of the top two biggest celebrities in Charlottesville, I've apparently also been nominated to be on Seville Weekly's ballot of top radio personalities, would it kill you to at least report where you heard it? And to the chairman of the Democratic Party, Susan Swecker, If you're going to quote Leo Gutierrez, quote the source where you got the information, because that was something Leo said to us on this program. And I feel bad for a brother who's getting killed for stuff he said to you and me via this radio show, and why some people, even conservative thinking people, don't like coming on the radio show, because people like Graham Moomaw, and I doubt severely whether Graham Moomaw was actually listening to the afternoon constitutional. But I'll bet you somebody interested in this, Jordan Miles, in Buckingham County, sent him a link to the video. Just give some credit. Say, you know, Leo Gutierrez told the afternoon constitutional YouTube show, hey, you know, hook a brother up here. Let me get some, you know, gravitas. Maybe my internet stream will glitch like Twitter's did yesterday.
We have been around for almost 90 years, and not a sign of any slowing down.
There is nothing wrong with America that cannot be cured by
WCHV.
What is right with America?
There ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
On this Memorial Day, it is very easy to look at how, and we were just talking about this with AJ, and you look at how many
machinations they've had to pull out of their hat to take away and to circumvent the constitutional protections. None of them have the intestinal fortitude to actually go out and change our foundational documents. They'll call them racist. They'll send out spokespeople to call them racist. They'll call you racist for believing in them, but they won't change them. Know them by their actions. They won't change them. Doesn't mean they will be that way forever. But for all the king's horses and all the king's men that seem marshaled against us, we still win half the time. The conservative mind wins half the time. And that's why they have to do things like this. Cue the news item from earlier this morning. I'm sure you've been told over and over again that voter fraud claims are unsubstantiated. That is, except for this story out of our neighbors to the west.
West Virginia Secretary of State Mack Warner says Richard Fox has been sentenced to a $1,000 fine and a year on probation after casting two mail-in ballots in the 2020 election. We don't know who Fox was voting for, but we do know he pleaded guilty to mailing in ballots in both West Virginia and Florida. Warner said Fox directly harmed the integrity of every race on his ballot.
I thought that didn't happen. I thought mail-in balloting was safe and effective. No, hold it. That was the other thing was safe. And of course, the leftists will say, oh, sure, that's just one guy. But let's take what we learned from the Media Research Center report that the Department of Homeland Security was using your taxpayer dollars to go after groups, including and not limited to the Republican Party. For terroristic activities. Yet the Democratic Party of Virginia will have the gall to send a letter to Governor Youngkin and Chair Rich Anderson of the Republican Party of Virginia demanding that Luis Gutierrez, our listener Leo, former registrar in Buckingham County, must be denounced publicly, calling on him to be summarily removed from any conversations regarding representing his community or standing up for anyone's rights because he used the word evil. And I'm going to say guilty as charged. He said that on my program. Grant Mumau, or more probably somebody working for Jordan Miles, Maysville supervisor, was listening to the afternoon constitutional when Leo said that to us. And then it mysteriously wound up in the Farmville Herald under Grant Mumau's byline as if it was original reporting. Hey, at least say he said during a visit to the afternoon constitutional produced by Joe Thomas on WCHV and their YouTube channel. But the Democratic Party then, in coordinated efforts, calls for his immediate removal from any discussions about representing conservative viewpoints or just his community. He must become a non-person because he called the people who will weaponize your government against you. We've caught them again. He called them evil. How dare he? How impolite. Ms. Schwenker, the chair of the Democratic Party of Virginia, should be ashamed of herself. She won't be, because it's just win, baby. It's the Al Davis paradigm. Just win, baby. Take steroids. It doesn't matter. Have your heart explode at 55. It doesn't matter. Just win now. You're 25. I want you to win now. Who cares if you live to 60? live fast, leave a good-looking corpse. It's no surprise that most of these leftists in leadership are baby boomers who grew up under the paradigm of live fast and leave a good-looking corpse, because that's what they're doing in their governance. But we win half the time, even despite the voter fraud. Even despite people mailing in ballots as many places as they can. And that's just one guy from West Virginia. Can we stop using the phrase unsubstantiated voter fraud claims? I've pointed out that the original voter fraud was telling you that you couldn't go into a polling place and hand a sworn officer of the government your ballot so that they would protect it and guard it and then count it under the watchful eyes of the participants of the election. But you could go and shop at Kroger or Walmart. We want to protect our state employees. Then why do you have people going into the ABC stores? The hypocrisy is elbow deep. And that was the original voter fraud, but now we even have more voter fraud. Conspiracy theorist? No. Conspiracy analyst. They are working against free speech, your right to bear arms, your right to privacy, your right to be free from surveillance, warrantless especially, your right to own property. All of these things are under assault. And most of us, I would say easily two-thirds of us, probably more if we stopped and thought about it long enough, realize that these are all things that we hold dear. And that the people who don't own property are the ones who are most likely to be ginned up into a fight against it. And so, as I said to AJ, the wealthy in this country decades ago realized that a free market provides them equal opportunity to become poor as there is poor people's opportunity to become wealthy, and they couldn't stand for that. And all of that was the core. That is the molten core of the planet of the
left. No need for any eccentric billionaire to buy this social media outlet, amplifying your comments every morning for 15 years. Joe Thomas in the Morning on WCHV.
Thomas in the morning and Joe Thomas in the evening. Ain't we got fun? Of course, you say, you got this email. Afternoon Constitutional, is that old saw back? Well, we've relaunched it as a YouTube presentation because showing beats just telling, I'm told. We'll see. So far, only one episode has fallen the prey of the Alphabet Mafia. That particular one, Alphabet being the parent of Google and therefore YouTube. They're back to, because a funny piece in the Cardinal News, another one of these left-wing organizations, media co-ops, and I may have misspoken. Does Grant Moomau work, a former Daily Progress? Oh, he's with the Virginia Mercury. He's not with the Farmville Herald. And I was thinking, wow, you know, the mighty have fallen. You know, so star reporter for the Richmond Times Discharge, and then and sometimes Charlottesville Daily Progress reporter, and now, but all right, so he's with the Virginia Mercury. People, Cardinal News, another one of these organizations, are all out there saying, to be fair, that's a marketplace. The Lee papers stop covering local news, and other people do. But things like this, and Leo just sent me this story. It's not really a story. It's an editorial written by T. Jordan Miles III, titled Fair Elections, Free and Fair Elections at Risk in Buckingham County. And I thought, well, maybe he's confessing because that's what he wants. A wildfire of falsehoods and misinformation, which highlighted in news reports of at the local, state, and national levels, which he admitted on this local program that he fed to the national, began shortly after the November 22 elections here in this conservative voting county, says the left-wing representative of the Maysville district. Unfounded allegations with extremists claiming voter fraud, ballot mishandling by poll workers, malfeasance, political maneuvering in the elections office, and verbal and physical harassment toward our former director of elections, her staff, and her poll workers. So actually, this is a confession because these are all things we are now tracking back to the activities of Supervisor Jordan Miles, who is probably working on his Miles for Senate yard signs as we speak. Extremists saying, hold it, where are the Republican poll workers? Oh, I didn't see the they never sent me a letter. Well, here's the letter they sent. Well, I didn't see it because it didn't go in the didn't come in the way I expected it to go in. And I don't know this Taylor woman who was the registrar for many years before this, but I believe she is collateral damage in Jordan Miles' attempt to, again, have a majority of leftists in charge in Buckingham County where there is no legitimate reason for them to be. And I just wish, and before you think this is hateful, I'm rueful that the Charlottesville Republicans don't behave in the same way, because we'd have a whole bunch of Charlottesville Republicans holding some position of some authority and oversight in the city of Charlottesville if they behaved the way the leftists of Buckingham County behave. Just scream and yell until somebody gives you your way. And so they don't care. They really, truly don't care about anything more than winning the election. Why don't they care about anything else? Because then they can traffic in the other people's money. Remember, we've told you, Albemarle County just spent $58 million to buy out, and I think Hank's right, you know, we need to be digging further into who owned the property, what were the plans for that 462 acres, and why did Albemarle County need to bail out a private equity owner from a failed project? Why did they have to, you know, decide that whatever was planned for this Rivanna station area had to be bailed out by Albemarle County taxpayer dollars? Because there was no threat that the Rivanna station was moving. The threat was the fact the real estate market had gone into the septic tank. And moreover, the retail marketplace had gone into the septic tank. But the Albemarle supervisors have a $500 million venture capital firm that once they're finished spending that $500 million, will get another $500 million next year, and maybe 600 or 700, we'll get to $750 million. When does Albemarle County's budget crack $1 billion? And Jordan Miles is one of the administrators of Buckingham County's budget, certainly not as eye-popping as Albemarle's, but still trafficking in money for other people, given to them at the point of a gun by the government overlords who say, give me your money or we'll take all of your stuff. And that's why they engage in this stuff. Because it's not about humanity. These aren't human beings. And no, Leo Gutierrez does not deserve to be sanctioned or censured or anything else, because this is evil. Read the Media Research Center report at newsbusters.org. This is evil. He is right. It is evil. And we are coming up on the news, so I'm going to get you on hold here and then head to the news. Good morning. Who's this?
Good morning, Joe. It's Joe. I'm fired up on Friday.
I bet you are. But as I said, these are all the battles we must fight so that the men and women who never came home from serving our country will not have died in vain. And that is the reminder on Memorial Day. Can I, with your permission, put you on hold and hold on to you and find out what you have when we come back from the break?
Yes, thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, it's a wish everyone felt that way. You put me on hold. I couldn't hear anything. It was like I was in a sensory deprivation.
In WCHV's history, we've covered fighting in the streets, hatred, racism, and fascists. Now it's just 2017. Here's to 90 more years serving Central Virginia.
And I don't know, you know, I'm still trying to wrap my head around the fact that the health disparities community amongst the disabled is greater in the rural community. But beyond that, let us go now to how the authoritarians do this. And so you've heard us talk with Luis Gutierrez, Leo. He was registrar for about 15 to 20 minutes in Buckingham because Buckingham is a mess. The previous registrar, as I've gathered the information on this story, the previous registrar did not include any Republicans into the poll watch, into the election officials, and then when caught not including any Republicans amongst the election officials, claimed that it was because the chairman of the Republican Party, Ramona Christian, hadn't sent it to her. And this is a quote from Supervisor Denvercrat Jordan Miles on this radio program, quote, didn't send her the list of poll workers in the expected fashion. I'm not even sure I grasp what that means. Was it supposed to come by messenger, wax seal on the envelope? Was a courier pigeon supposed to drop it off? I'm not sure what the expected disposition of this list was, but that was the claim, was that Ramona Christian hadn't sent the list in the way that the previous registrar, Tyler, had expected it. That's why no Republicans were allowed to be poll workers. And so they hired a bunch of Democrats and assigned them the title of being Republican poll workers. So that all goes on, and the electoral board says, well, we're not going to renew your contract when it's up at the end of 4 years. So the registrar says, well, fine, I'm going home. Which happens. I've been in business. I've run fast food restaurants. How many times have you told somebody, hey, listen, you know, you're not going to need it. You're not going to be needed here anymore. And the people just walk out. Hey, today's your last shift. We can't afford to keep you on anymore. And they just walk out. I mean, it happens. People do that. People, you tell me I'm not needed anymore, and you think I'm going to finish the radio show? Now, I would, because I'm doing this for you, not the owners of the radio station. So that all goes on, and so now there's no registrar. There's no – nobody can get into the Board of Election. So one of you, a member of your community – which, by the way, is a greater community in the rural population, too. I don't know if we all qualify under ADA, but a member of this community, somebody just like you with a radio on right now probably, says, all right, I'll go do it. I have some organizational skills. I'll go and do it. So Leo puts the radio down and goes and volunteers, applies, and then is sworn in as registrar of elections in Buckingham County. A county key to both the Virginia 10th and 56th district races this November. So then things get prickly because the vice chair of the Democratic Party breaks in, goes illegally to and rifles through electoral records. And after that, they fire the registrar and issue a no trespassing order on him for the facilities regarding. So he can't even turn his keys in. He goes to turn his keys in, and the sheriff swears out a warrant on him because he went where he was told he can't trespass. Now, having been nominated to serve on the electoral board because there are empty seats on the electoral board, he had his name removed because of the protective order they wrote after the fact, after he had served. So you see how this all works? It's like, all right, show me the person, we'll show you the crime. And this is why, as much as Joe Biden talks about federalizing elections, they don't want to federalize elections. They want these little local offices set up so that when people show up full with baskets full of absentee ballots with all the same handwriting on it, the registrar goes, oh, I'm sorry, I was looking, there was something on the TV. I didn't see. Oh, are those, you say those are okay? Great. You're my guy. You've gone through them all? You're great. Oh, awesome. I'll just stamp it right here, and they'll go off to Central County. And a lot of it has to do with the fact that there are an awful lot of people who don't like what you and I do because we call them out. We're not polite about it. I like to think I'm abundantly polite, but I grew up in New York City. So what I consider to be abundantly polite is not necessarily what is considered abundantly polite amongst the people who populate government offices in Virginia. And damn it, I don't care if Leo Gutierrez was a Democrat or a Republican or anything else. He doesn't deserve to go through this kind of character assassination simply because he stood up and said, hey, by the way, and then, you know, looked upon the people in the registrar's office and said, you know, we got to protect these voting rights. But what did I tell you on January 21st, 2017? Everything they were doing to Donald J. Trump would come to you. And Leo is the most, and I'm pissed because he's a listener. And there's one group of people. It's just slightly lower on the hierarchy of people who I get mad if somebody's going after my kids, I am intolerable. But right after my kids, if somebody goes after one of you,
He's not even speaker of his own house, but he does okay for us.
The shootout in the Belmont Corral.
Joe Thomas, weekday mornings on Seville 107.5 FM and 1260 AM.
You cannot be civil with a political party that wants to destroy what you stand for, what you care about. That's why I believe if we are fortunate enough to win back the House and or the Senate, that's when civility can start again.
That's in her own words. You know, I do not do a very good Hillary Clinton impression. I do her husband much better. Hang on. That just did not come out right. It sounded better in rehearsal. Anyway, you know what I'm talking about. Much more believable. But that's Hillary in her own words. And so when we look at what's going on in Buckingham County and what's been done just for a guy who said, hey, I'll do the registrar thing for a little while. Registrar of elections. How does this identify what's going on? You know someone from their actions. So if a conservative is about to take over as registrar of elections, what does it tell you when the left, led by Denvercrat Jordan Miles and what's her name, Snotty, the vice chair of the Buckingham Democratic Party? If you go to the Buckingham County Democratic Party website, the only name you see is Maggie Snotty, who snuck in, should be in the sheriff's custody right now because she had your voting records in her hand. I mean, who does she think she is? The FBI at Bank of America?
Oh, Joe, did you really have to bring that up?
Yeah, I did. So, like the FBI at Bank of America, Maggie Snuddy goes and starts rifling through people's records that she had no right to be going through, yet Leo Gutierrez is the one that's got warrants out because he trespassed, because after they fired him as registrar, they issued a no trespass warrant on the facility. He's got the no trespass warrant, yet Maggie Snuddy can go traipsing through your public records. Why isn't she in an orange jumpsuit? The same reason Janet Yellen won't be in an orange jumpsuit come January 2nd if she doesn't pay our bills. Because the left, the authoritarians, say, but I'm the giver of all things. I will send you money. I will give you this stuff. And what we do all the time is because we're the ones that are told we're uncivil. We're the ones that are chastened for being uncivil. Listen to the first lady of the Democratic Party, these tenacious D's. They all genuflect to some image of either Barry or Hillary.
You cannot be civil with a political party that wants to destroy what you stand for, what you care about.
Let's take her at her own words. So when we say, hey, what the hell are you doing in with all those voter records? And we call the sheriff, which we should have done. We're the ones who are told we're being uncivil, that we have to understand that, you know, this is a big area and we need to get along with one another. This is like the University of Colorado president that told the young ladies on his campus that if they were being sexually assaulted, just to lay back and pee. And yet he was elevated as a hero. Bobby Knight, who said, yeah, maybe try to enjoy it. He was never heard from again. Civility. Oh, no. See, you don't understand, Joe. Leo's just not one of us. He's a wash ashore. I lived through this in Hyannis. I moved to Hyannis, Massachusetts, discovered that if you and your family, if your family did not get off of the Mayflower in Provincetown, you were considered a wash ashore and just that much less likely to have anyone listen to you. You could have moved there 10 years later. You're still a wash ashore. And as Garrett said in his point, which I think is brilliantly said, but you know, the problem with what Tom said is that it takes away the Jordan Miles and the Maggie Snotties, who I guarantee you are still out there filling out ballots for Joe Biden.
Oh, no, it's not an unfair question, right? But I live in Buckingham, and it has been a tragedy because I've spoken with people on both sides of that, and I think people on both sides of that have their hearts committed that they were doing everything exactly right. And I know enough about the players in that to know that probably when there's a presidential election, they're all voting the same way, right? This thing is the product of us declaring the 2020 election not only over with, but uninvestigatable. It's like saying we don't need to investigate a murder because the person's already dead.
But it's beyond that. It's asking to uphold the law. In this lawless bunch of people who, you know, want to let somebody go because they stole a car, but yeah, they're poor. They shoplifted at a store. Who cares? They want to look the other way when people break election law. It's just about elections. It's just politics, Joe. It's the Virginia way. I don't know who Virginia Way is, but I want to have a talk with him.
AM, FM, streaming, and now a smartphone app. The technology changes, but at your service since 1933. WCHV.
So I laid out the scene. What is it that Benjamin Franklin said? Extremism in the pursuit of liberty is not extreme. And it's with that we settle in on this story in Buckingham County, because there's so much that's even beyond what we're getting into here, as it regards the electoral board and who counts the ballots. And as I said earlier, I think it's indicative of exactly what's gone wrong, is that we're now looking at the blood sport that the left will go through so that they can have control over who counts the ballots. But on the phone with us is a guy who is a former registrar for the Buckingham County and the Board of Elections in Buckingham County for all of, I think, 15 or 18 minutes. But long enough to count as a quarter hour share. It's a little longer than that. He is Leo Gutierrez. Leo, how are you doing this morning, sir? Oh, hang on 1 second, Leo. Nobody heard that except me here. Hang on. Let's let everyone hear from Leo. How are you doing, sir?
Doing great, Joe. Thanks for asking. How are you doing?
Well, you know, I'm angry for you because, you know, this is what we as citizens should be doing. And to watch the character assassination, and I warned people on January 20th, 2017, that what they were doing to Donald J. Trump, they were going to do to anyone else who came in and started knocking over tables in the temple. And there were lots of rabbis back in Jerusalem who told that kid from Galilee, no, no, that's not how we do things here. And it's just, and you watch them, you know, how is it that you have warrants about trespassing and you have to have your name in a front page story in the Farmville Herald? You know, your name is dragged through the mud because, your name had to be removed as a possible member of the electoral board. But Maggie Snotty gets to break, I believe, federal law, and isn't wearing an orange jumpsuit this morning.
Yes, that's true, Joe. And now they've dragged my wife into it, and she's here with me, my wife, Tambra.
Hi, Tambra. And how are you? And we're sorry about all this.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's, I don't even know, half the time, Joe, I don't even know where to start, because there's so much so often, and it's daily, it seems. Mm-hmm. The story just thickens with corruption and deceit, betrayal, you know, who knows what else. I mean, there is no telling how deeply this goes, but I got a feeling it's pretty deep. And I'm actually starting to grasp that I am actually a threat to them, and my wife and I both. And that's all right. That's fine. That means I was doing something right and they didn't like it.
Well, and here's the thing, and I spoke to both Tom Garrett and John McGuire, because I believe this is going to impact one of their races. I believe that this is done tactically and intentionally, probably because I've been around the core of this reactor too long. But I believe that that somebody in Buckingham County will be running against probably John McGuire for the Virginia 10th Senate District. And I believe they want to have as many places, with, let's say, friendly electoral boards and friendly registrar offices, so that when a basket of ballots all come in with all the same handwriting on it, oh, no, that's fine. I trust you. You're one of us. You're a good old boy. And I'm worried that the 10th Senate District is not going to be won by John McGuire, because of shenanigans like this. Yet, when I talked to them, they seem to think that the trouble was between folks like Ramona and you, and it's Republicans versus Republicans. And I'm like, no, this is about this Denvercrat, Miles and Maggie Snotty. They're not Republicans. They didn't vote for Donald Trump or Mitt Romney or anyone else. These are leftists who are trying to take a place in the electoral process that they are not entitled to. And damn it, I'm going to do everything I can to stop it.
I appreciate that, Joe. And this is the thing. This has nothing to do with the relationship I have with Ramona Christian. She and I are friends, and
that's
we do
that.
Have
yeah.
our heated discussions sometimes. My wife's friends with her, but you know, this they're putting the name of the person attacking me on the wrong person. The person attacking me from day one has always been Thomas Jordan Miles III. He's the one that has been attacking me. He's the one that I believe is behind all of this, and I'm about to prove it. And he's the one that is relentlessly attacking me through the media. Mm-hmm. He did it through email. He did it through his little pawns that he had under him. And he does not have the courage to talk to me man to man and settle this whatever it is. I don't even know why he's mad at me, Joe. I don't even know.
Well, because you're in the way. I mean, you got in between him and having a registrar's office that was going to look the other way when a whole bunch of ballots come in saying Jordan Miles for Senate, you know, that may or may not actually be citizens and living in Buckingham County, because I believe that that will be the name running against John McGuire for the 10th Senate District. I'll say it now, and either I'll have to eat crow or I'll get to say I told you so again. But I believe that's the gambit here, is that Miles wants to run against John McGuire. He's got tons of money because Louise Lucas and her ilk want to hold on to the Senate. And if they can take this very rural district and turn the Republicans against each other, and that's what I'm watching, is they're turning Republicans against each other so that the Democrats can swoop in and say, oh, but we'll take care, just like Tyler, the previous registrar, did when she assigned all of these Democrats to Republican roles in the poll in the election process in 2020.
That is a great observation, Joe. I haven't even thought about that. Wow. Okay. Well, that just makes things even more fun, doesn't it?
Yeah, because I spent all day Saturday with Ramona, and we had a great show. And she, you know, so when I read this Farmville Herald piece, I'm like, what? That doesn't make any sense, because you three were supposed to be heard in court tomorrow, if I understand it, regarding
that's
the
right.
State Board of Election, Electoral Board seats in Buckingham County. And now the Farmville Herald is reporting that you were removed because Ramona found out things that about you that she didn't know. Is that true?
That is not true. And I don't know where the hell that came from.
I can give you one guess, and it ends in the number three. But anyway.
I don't know. Tamara may know a little bit more about this, if you don't mind. She talks to her more than I do.
It's Tamara here. I don't really know what to say on that. We have chosen to decline commenting to anybody at this point, fair, except you.
Well, so, that's probably fair, though. I don't want to mess you up legally. I just get...
No, listen. You know, it has to be out there. I'm ready to talk now, too, and I have been reluctant to do that. But now my name has been put forward, mm-hmm. all out into the public, everything about me. I'm a private citizen. I didn't ask for any of this. I didn't sign up for any of this, you know? And so I've been upset for quite a while. I mean, obviously, if your spouse is being attacked in this way and it affects our entire family, sure. We have not even read the Farmville Herald account, so I can't really speak to that, but it doesn't surprise me. It doesn't surprise me at all. It is so corrupt and so corrupt on so many levels. And I will address the trying to pit Republicans in our county against other Republicans. That has been since day one, and that was always the motive to get the infighting there, and they have been pretty successful on it, I might add. It's hard to unravel it all,
mm-hmm.
but there is some truth to what you just said, because the people who were so big, huge fans of the former registrar whose contract was not going to be renewed, a lot of them were Republicans. So there you go. Mm-hmm. There you've got that other side of things that is still, you know, we're all the bad guys, even though we're in the same party. And they've been really successful at doing a lot of damage there.
The EIE network, Experts in Evil.
Hang on one second, Leo, with that. We're going to do a special here of WCHV News. Just want to give some details to some folks about how the day is going to be.
Partly sunny skies and, once again, comfortable temperatures throughout the day today. Highs will climb into the upper 70s.
WCHV time 8:30 and 61 degrees outside of the Automated Office System studios. We're doing a special on WCHV News with Leo Gutierrez and his wife, Tamara. Who were on the front page of the Farmville Herald, having their names removed from consideration from the state electoral board, and the Farmville Herald story lays it out that this was because they had issued a no trespass warrant against you after they had ended your service as the registrar. So to me, this is befuddling, because first they fire you, then they issue a warrant, and then they say you can't serve on an electoral board because we issued this no trespass thing? I mean, is there any, is there an allegation in here of anything?
Joe, if I might interject there, please. I even received a notice of no trespass. Why would I have one?
And there's no allegation of any kind warrant this trespass.
No
trespass.
No one's ever told us to not go there. This is just a preemptive tactic. Our names were put forward to the judge in a sealed envelope on a Friday. Monday, then, it had to have been leaked. We certainly didn't tell anybody. And it got leaked, and I have no idea. We're going to try to figure that part out. What was the basis? I'm a private citizen. I cannot go into a public elections office any longer. And if I do, I have to make an appointment and have a deputy with me. I can't even believe that's possible.
Well, and to me as a reporter, and I see all this and you know, facts unchallenged, Maggie Snoddy is not a private investigator. She's not even a law enforcement officer. She's the vice chair of a political party. I'll even genericize it to that point. The vice chair of a political party went into where the private voter records are. And yet you guys are the ones with warrants saying you're not allowed in the building. That just infuriates me beyond even, you know, my ability to put sentences together sometimes.
It's true. And, you know, when we tried to get that side of the story out to the public, they immediately lawyered up and said, we will sue. If you mention that story about her, we call the backroom breach. We don't know what she saw in there. We don't know what she took pictures of in there. Yeah. I mean,
well,
they
better come with more lawyers if they're going to try to sue this radio program, because I've been sued by the biggest. And if they think they're going to send lawyers that scare me more than UVA's lawyers, that's not going to happen. So,
Well, it's ridiculous. The whole thing is ridiculous. Some of these people, their behavior will tell you all you need to know. Yeah. And
especially about the voting.
Yeah. I just don't get it. You know, I don't get it. How people can be this evil and sinister and diabolical. I mean, I don't understand it. Well, Kimber and I have never hurt a soul in our lives. We've never caused any trouble. We just live our lives and try to be good citizens. And now if they could run us out of town, they would.
I'm going to have to wrap up here in a moment, Leo, but do you remember the old expression, the most dangerous place in Washington is in between a microphone and a member of Congress?
Yes.
Well, apparently now the most dangerous place in America is in between a leftist and a box full of ballots. And that's what you did, is you stepped in there, and we appreciate it. This has been a special presentation of WCHV News with Leo Gutierrez and his wife, Tamara. I appreciate it. We'll keep this, we'll keep our Klieg lamps on this, and I'm sure I'll hear from somebody's lawyer later today or somebody trying to take me to lunch to correct my viewpoint on something. We'll let you know what's going on, and thank you for giving us your side of the story.
No problem, Joe. We appreciate you very much and all the listeners.
Thank you, Joe.
And WCHV time, 8:34, Bloomberg Money Minute, Fox News, and our friends from the Alzheimer's Association coming up on WCHV. Joe Thomas in the morning. Thank you for letting us be of service to you. All rise. So in Florida today, I imagine, although I understand it's supposed to take place on Twitter, funny, I would have probably tried to do it on Truth Social just to say I did. Ron DeSantis is supposed to confirm the worst kept secret in politics, that he's officially going to start running four presidents in 2024.
The highly anticipated official announcement from Florida Governor Ron DeSantis coming tonight on Twitter. Florida's first lady teasing the announcement with a 30-second ad on Twitter showing the governor standing in front of a large American flag backstage with loud applause heard in the distance, reminiscent of the movie The Greatest Showman. Former President Trump's super PAC responding to the announcement, this is one of the most out-of-touch campaign launches in modern history. The only thing less relatable than a niche campaign announcement on Twitter is DeSantis' after-party at the Uber Elite Four Seasons Resort in Miami. It was just 2 days ago, South Carolina Senator Tim Scott tossed his hat in the ring and has already raised $2 million. That's on top of the $22 million cash on hand he entered the race with.
Tim Scott's going to be an interesting one. It'll be interesting to see, you know, what polling comes of this. But don't forget, I mean, we're only a few months removed from starting to get into primary. And there's a debate supposedly coming up in the middle of summer amongst whoever is out there. And they all race to be anti-DeSantis. Right now, DeSantis is the driver and shaker. Even President Trump is counter-programming Ron DeSantis. Ron DeSantis tells Walt Disney Corporation that they have to behave like all other businesses. They can't have special carve-outs in Florida law to let them reign with impunity on the areas that they own. And even Donald Trump says that woke is better than Ron DeSantis. Why? Because that's what political consultants tell you to do. Whatever your opponent does, you do the opposite. And yeah, I couldn't care less if Ron DeSantis announces today that, you know, he's not running for president and he pulls a Mario Cuomo on everyone. And don't forget, we all know the guy who had to get the plane to get Mario Cuomo ready to fly to New Hampshire to file his paperwork. That's how close Mario, the impenetrable, was to announcing that he was going to take Chris and Andrew and the rest of the Cuomo clan to the White House, or at least attempt to. And we're going to go through a period where a lot of things are being said and a lot of things, you know, point to polls and things like that. Now, granted, we had no incumbent. This was brought up to me the other day. I pointed out that the Morning Consult poll from 2015 had Donald Trump polling at 1-2%. And it was pointed out by Karen, who emailed me, and said, not a Karen, but somebody named Karen, stop, that we had no incumbent in the race. This was a bunch of, you know, people who had various degrees of name recognition, but no incumbent. Donald Trump is an incumbent president. He has been president of the United States. But meanwhile, back at the ranch, while this particular part of the fire hose is spraying on you, we have the executive branch arming the police forces of all of his cabinet ministers, sending forth multitudes of new offices and agents from same to eat out our substance. I paraphrase because I'm sure I didn't quote exactly one of the particular abuses and usurpations in the Declaration of Independence. And I mentioned in the last segment, you know, the establishment of the technocrat class, the expert class, and they had been trying for some time. And honestly, they were the driving force in causing the Civil War. And they weren't on the side of ending slavery, I hate to tell you. The technocrats were the knights in white satin. The technocrats believe that there are intellectually haves and have-nots. They were the torch-wielding knights in white satin engaging in community policing post-Civil War, post-emancipation. Yet, here we are, we still allow these folks, because we have free speech, to hold these elective offices. And when we call them out for what they are, they call us racist. Why? Because they're the racists. J'accuse. These Alinskyite radicals whose number one weapon is to accuse you of the things that they're doing so that you stop talking and stop opposing. This is what they're doing in Buckingham County, and oh, we're going to Buckingham County very soon. Not physically like this morning. Blown engine is going to have some say in that. Got to find a way to get into the Scottsville parade without... Anyone got a classic car? But we will, in the programming of this show, get into the Buckingham County issues that we're supposed to, you know, continue to come to a head. But this is all based on race baiting. And it's all to hide cash deals and political aspirations and authority that somebody's natural gravitas isn't going to give them. Greed, as it applies to power and authority, is perhaps one of the worst vices.
Central Virginia's source for disinformation.
I pointed to Hunter Biden's representatives. He doesn't work in the government.
And dead information.
Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?
WCHV.
Joe Thomas in the morning. Thank you for letting us be of service to you on this Tetsky morning. 434-964-1075.
The Human Rights Campaign, the largest LGBTQ plus organization in the U.S., is joining other groups and issuing a travel advisory for Florida. The group warns newly passed laws may pose risks to minorities, immigrants, and gay travelers. The group says it's not calling for a boycott, but wanted to highlight new laws, saying they're hostile to the LGBTQ plus community.
The governor himself has been very quiet on that travel advisory for minorities. He's got other things on his mind, like launching a presidential race. But it didn't stop his office from responding. The governor's spokesman tweeted a mock travel advisory of his own, warning the public of listening to so-called publicity stunts or being openly hostile to the truth. Now, even some Democrats were miffed by the travel warning. Both the mayors of Tampa and St. Petersburg tweeted that everyone is welcome and safe in their cities.
This from Matt Wolking, a report. At least five members of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored Persons, NAACP, board have vacationed in Florida since Governor Ron DeSantis' administration began, despite their recent warning that others should avoid traveling to the state. Why did they do it? Because it works. Remember the good old days? Come up here on the porch, kids, and let your Uncle Joe tell you about the good old days. The good old days when you used to actually have to do something before people criticize you for it. The good old days when you actually had to do something before you were assailed for it. Before we invented things like dog whistles. Even Whoopi Goldberg yesterday tweeting about Tim Scott's racist dog whistles. For those who are wondering, Tim Scott, a black man, is apparently another one of the white supremacist black men. They've lost any even concern about trying anymore. They're like, no, yeah, absolutely, black people can be white supremacists. And they avoid the UT phrase. They don't say you the well, that's an acronym for the words about your parents' brother and the name Tom. They won't say that in polite company, but they will say, oh, sure, black people could be white supremacists. sell out to the man. Send the racist dog whistles from the black man running for president. Character assassination is so much better than actual assassination because you actually run the risk of martyring the person that you assassinate physically. But character assassination is go on a long, long time. We see it manifest in Buckingham County, a county that you can't even find. It's Buckingham County electorally is like Charlottesville in reverse. And I wish for a little bit the Charlottesville Republicans were aggressive about getting positions in public places as the Democrats in Buckingham County were. I mean, there's a little bit of kind of rueful jealousy saying, gosh, Buckingham County's Democrats control like at least 50% of the seats of any kind of decision-making authority in a county that's like 65-35 Republican. How's that work? Because they don't care if there's any actual deserved place for it. They just go out and they'll name call and they'll make Republicans stay home. And they'll say, oh, don't yell at me. I need you to stop in my star. Oh, don't yell at me at the Board of Supervisors meeting. If you question things like, gee, why did you buy back that property? Or you ask, oh, is that supervisor connected to the property that the county just bought? Appropriate to note, the county of Albemarle is going to have a special meeting today about buying real property in the Rivanna district. Rivanna, the word Rivanna is going to come up a lot, especially as the Albemarle Board of Supervisors meet today. But we can't tell you anything until after 10. But there's big news afoot for the Rivanna district of Albemarle County. Just saying, stay tuned. They do it so you don't engage. They'll call you names. And I wonder if they've just the boy who cried wolf has gone on too long. And that you know, people are realizing that the people that are getting pilloried in the public, even the local ones, don't deserve it, aren't the ones you think they are. But they do it to have authority. They do it because they are like the knights in white satin of 100 years ago, true believers in the fact that they are intellectually superior to people for various traits. Let's just call it. Could be the color of your skin, could be the color of the baseball cap you wear, but they believe they are intellectually more deserving of authority and more deserving over the decision-making process for your life. By the way, they'll keep a little bit of your tax revenue on the side. Go back to the very beginning of the program. It's why they do it, because they still need you to generate tax revenue. Nearly $5 trillion in tax collections will go to the federal government this year, yet Janet Yellen says we can't pay our bills. Come on, Janet. 9 p.m. weeknights when there's not a ball game, and after the ball game's on WCHV, Dave Ramsey will help you through your debt snowball. Come on, Janet, it's baby step one. You have plenty of revenue. We just need to cut the spending out. Rice and beans and rice is a political answer.
Being tuned in means Joe Thomas now. Lars Larson at 6. Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.